Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now. Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
With the year drawing to a close, tis the season for end-of-year lists, remembrances, rankings, top of, best of, and all that jazz. Oftentimes a daunting task, especially in the wide world of Boston sports. However, how would you like to take on trying to come up with the top 25 moments from the last 25 years of the most dominant football team, perhaps in the most epic run in the history of the National Football League? Well, let me tell you, friends, one man at WEEI was willing to undertake said task. That's right. Our guy, Tom Carroll, you know and love him as Tommy Freeze Pops. He's put together an epic list, the 25 biggest moments from the last 25 years of the New England Patriots. That's right. We're at the quarter century turn here. What a perfect reason and or grand football excuse to fire up the old six rings machine. Fitzy, Freeze Pops, 25 moments of Patriots, 25 years. Let's do it.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri boots a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Vinatieri will try to win it with a 47-yard field goal attempt. Fall down, kick up. Kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the National Football League!
God, the goosebumps I still get every time I see that highlight, but more importantly, when I hear the audio of the late, great Gil Santos, the GOAT of Patriots announcers in any medium of all time, accompanied by the gentleman, the legend, Gino Cappelletti. It's just that I had to start off with that, Tom, as we welcome in Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops, at your boy TC, fresh from WEI.com, one of the hardest working men in all Boston sports and sports media these days. I wanted to share that one, Tom, because that personally, that's my favorite moment. That's my favorite highlight. I tie that into so many moments when my life evolved, turned around, et cetera. And really, that's the beginning of the double dynastic run. Now, there are obviously a bunch of moments that lead up to that happening that have to take place for that to happen. And then we are just awash in iconic moments, epic victories, tragedy, heartbreaks, and so much more. All the way up until today, here we are, December 2025. But I had to share that one right from Jump Street. What did you say, though, when work approached you and said, we're not doing just a standard issue end of year list. We're doing a quarter century list. We're doing one for every team. And then we're going to try to make a super list of the 25 biggest moments in Boston sports since, which will be even harder. But I find, like, we'll go over your list in a second. And don't worry, I've got quibble. It is made for debate. I live for argumentative topics like this. So what went through your mind and how difficult was it to assemble this master list and then try to rank it on top of it all?
It was really hard because if you've watched the Patriots the last 25 years, you know that you could do like a top 100 list, right? It just, the moments are immense. And when you've won as much as the Patriots have won, it's nearly impossible to do a list that everyone is going to agree on. And, you know, the key distinction here, I think, is that it's the top 25 most significant moments. Mm-hmm. Because I have gotten some people in my mentions saying, oh, you know, why would you have a Super Bowl loss that high? Or why would you have an injury on the list? Like, focus on X, Y, and Z instead. You know, they did so much winning. Let's be positive. And I'm like, look,
oh, come on, people.
Significance.
Yes, like certain things have to happen to set other things in motion. I don't even believe this is on here, but let me just scan it again. It is not. So I'll say that one of the things that's not on your list before we run down the 25-1 is the AFC Championship loss in January 2007, which, if I may just say once again, because, well, I'm the host of the pod, damn it, and I feel like it, was complete horseshit. And there were so many different, you know, factors that contributed to the Patriots blowing a 21-3 lead at the RCA Dome, full of fake crowd noise and referees that wanted to see Peyton Manning go to a Super Bowl finally. But that leads to Belichick saying, F it, I'm going to cheat more, and I'm going to go get Randy Moss and Wes Welker, and I'm going to form the greatest offense in the history of the NFL. See, that's a significant moment. It mm-hmm. sucks. I'll still never forget the dead inside feeling that I carried with me for days. That one hurt, I would say, just about as much as the loss of the perfect season against the Giants. That may have been more stunning, But that particular loss, like, they would have gone to the Super Bowl, just absolutely trucked Rex Grossman and the Bears and blah, 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 blah. But you see what I'm saying? Like, so I'm with you. I get the significance versus happiest or bestest moments in Patriots history. Hashtag good vibes only. Hashtag Brady forever. Come on.
Yeah, no, and I'm with you. So the 06 loss in the AFC Championship game did make my honorable mention, which is just like a kind of goofy list at the end here of things that are actually significant and things that are actually...
You don't get to have an honorable mention. No.
Well, no. So if I was to do like first one out, that was kind of the one that was on the bubble for me. And like, we can talk about sort of some of the things that should be in or out. Like at 25, I have the 2017 AFC Championship win against the Jaguars, which was an amazing comeback by Brady and the boys, probably Danny Amendola's best game as a pro. That, like, I can definitely hear the argument as to why 06 should be in over 17.
Well, that's huge, though, because Brady did play that game with a thumb basically hanging off. And that was, you know, like Belichick's famous line afterward, which I hate to this day. Like, oh, we're not talking about open heart surgery. That was the Tom versus time. And that's when we thought like they would finally uncouple. And turns out they would come back for two more years and obviously orchestrate a spectacular turnaround in 2018 on the way to Super Bowl 53. But I'm with you on that one. I totally get it. It's an absolutely awesome game. That was, again, the maestro, the GOAT, pulling victory from the jaws of certain defeat
with one hand,
literally with one hand, armed with a Dola and no Gronk, because he got knocked out early in the game. George something or other, safety for the Jags, hit him high.
Yeah, it wasn't Bernard Pollard that time.
No, but Bernard Pollard, I swear to God, I mean,
he makes multiple appearances on this list.
Still never struck another human being in this life. But I'll tell you, if I had a chance to just wind up and pop one, I could say that. Yeah, I already owe $2 in the Bernard Pollard jar. Now three in my house because you can't.
That's the guy.
That son of a bitch. I can even think of some contemporary stuff that one might be able to argue is significant on this list. So anyway, all right. So for anyone who happens to be watching live as we are streaming this on some of the WEEI socials and the FTSE GFY socials, if you're tuned into the pod, we will, yes, go through the trouble of reading 25-1, sans interruption, and then we'll have at it for a little bit. And if any live commenters want to jump in with some reactions, shake some angry fists or cheer some of the moments, please do. All right, 25, 2017 AFC Championship win versus the Jags. 24. Patriots and Belichick, quote, mutually agree to part ways after 24 seasons. Pretty significant if you ask me. 23, Tom Brady ruins Fitzy's life forever, signs with Tampa Bay March 20th. How about March 17th, Tom Brady ruins St. Patrick's Day forever, takes our attention off the fact that there's a global effing pandemic and the world is shutting down by announcing he is forever a Patriot. I'll lump those two together at 23. 22, Tom Brady tears ACL in week one versus Chiefs, September 7, 2008. Fun fact, yours truly was in the stadium. My buddy George, who's actually watching along live right now in the comment section, was also there. Had an epic time at the tailgate, thought they were going to go back. I had made and was selling t-shirts, you know, because I was so mad at people selling 18-1 t-shirts. I made t-shirts that said 37-1. I thought the Pats could go 19-0 that year because they were loaded back up with basically the same cast. Bernard Pollard hits Brady. That's $4 in the jar. And I proceeded to try to drink all of the Coors Light at Gillette Stadium that day. I lost. I failed. They won the game, insignificant as it was, since that team missed the freaking playoffs. That was as jaw-dropping a, like, that was the, I've never had more of a you got to be blanking me moment in live, in real life, than that. That was just beyond surreal, Tom.
Yeah, and I know that we're going to keep rolling here, but the knee injury to Brady that day, it almost is like a missing ring because of how loaded that team was, and the way that they were able to still win 11 games with Matt Cassel tells you what could they have done with Tom Brady.
Yes. Oh, I also hate the fact that that team missed the postseason. An 11-5 team that was playing their best football, just, you know,
first team ever to lose to miss the playoffs with 11 wins.
Yeah, and I'll blame Brett Favre, that prick, for losing to the Dolphins that day, which prevented the Patriots from getting it. So, oh God, that year,
kills me to this day. Okay, let's continue with the list. See, this is what happens when you put together a list like this. Yes, Greg Donahue, who's watching live right now. Matt Castle did make a buttload of money after that year. Yes, he did. He was traded to the Chiefs along with
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel for a second round pick. Vrabel played two more years. Castle was okay. I don't know what the Patriots turned that into. It might have been Sebastian Vollmer as well. All right, let's see. Ty Law game. Patriots 21. Pats win 2003 AFC Championship in the snow. Picks off Peyton Manning a bunch of times. 20. Spygate penalties announced by Roger Goodell. Oh, boy. 19. Deflategate. NFL announces Brady's four-game suspension May 11, 2015. The original fake news. The ultimate farce of all time. Absolutely. Like, just all part of the Spygate penance slash continued Spygate penance slash the NFL trying to become a 24/7 365. There's that book that's out, Tom. I think it's called Every Day Should Be Sunday. And it's all about how Goodell, Jerry Jones, and Kraft NFLified our lives, if you will, and just filled us with football 24/7 365. Deflategate in a lot of ways is kind of part of that.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I had it right above Spygate is because someone actually missed games for that insanity, whereas Spygate was just the fines. And really, Deflategate was the makeup call for Spygate. And just the absurdity of every piece of that was, it's hard to even put into words a decade later. The whole thing's absurd. Dorito Dick, the deflator.
Dorito Dink.
Come on. Come on.
No, man. But like, how much time, you know, for me, in a lot of ways, it was a gift in other people because we generated so much content and we had so much to talk about. You know, my running line was Free Brady became the Roll Tide of Pat's Nation. Everywhere you went, you could just see somebody be said, Free Brady, Free Brady.
The only Barstool shirt I've ever bought was the Free Brady t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that thing carried on for so long. I mean, some of the best content I ever produced and some of the best stuff I ever saw other people get involved with was based around that. And it was a great rally cry that, you know, led to two spectacular victories that resonated and meant so much more because of it. But God, to think about all the time we wasted during that friggin' farce. All right. 18. Manningham makes the catch. Patriots lose Super Bowl 46. God, ask Eli Manning to make that throw another 100 times and he can't.
Never.
Only just because the football gods once again had to, you know, favor that booger-eating little brother of Peyton Manning and take it away from God, the punishment. 17, Drew Bledsoe leads Patriots past Steelers in 2001 AFC Championship game. That is a significant, they don't get there without him that day, but wow, I have a feeling that name will come up again on the list.
It will.
16, Patriots complete 16-0 regular season, December 29, 2007, 38-35 final score. The ratings that night, I remember, were absolutely massive. Just, whew.
Wasn't huge that game broadcast on three different channels?
Yeah, it was on like ABC, both, you know, local TVs, NFL Network. It was huge because the whole world could a team complete the second ever perfect season, but the first ever 16-0 season too.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, God, what a game. What a night. Yeah. I loved how much everyone hated us. I really wish it didn't bite us in the ass later.
Even though they lost the Super Bowl, that night was still awesome.
Oh, so many nights on that season. That I wouldn't trade most of it for. Let's see. 15, Belichick benches Butler. Patriots lose Super Bowl 52. I mean, you want to talk about maybe like if you had to put together a list at the quarter century mark or just in general, the angriest Patriots moment. I would say that's probably probably the moment I think Patriots fans were the angriest, because there's disbelief, there's awe, there's shock. There's just a myriad of emotions, but this was like, what are you doing? I don't care how checked out he was, how angry he was about the Gilmore contract, how down his season was, where he was going to ultimately play next season. You can't tell me Johnson Bademosi or Jordan, what's his face? I've tried to forget his name, the safety who was taken in the second round. You can't tell me they're better at football than Malcolm Butler, or that he wouldn't make the open field tackles that those knuckleheads missed.
Yeah, it's the moment I think
Jordan Richards.
It's the moment where Patriots fans stopped saying "In Bill we trust." Like when it stopped.
He breached trust with a lot of Pats fans and lost a lot of people, including allegedly Tom Brady that night as well. God, what a woo. Okay. 14, Belichick names Brady permanent starter over Bledsoe. Now there we go. That's a moment and a half right there for you. 2014 AFC divisional round win versus Ravens. Inarguably top five Patriots game of all time. Maybe the best divisional round game ever played. Just unreal. Yes, thank you for reminding me, my pal Georgie Kipp, watching live on the X. The Patriots had 300-yard receivers in Super Bowl 52 and somehow lost the effing game.
Yeah, the stats,
Hogan had almost 200 yards. Dolan was unstoppable. Brady to Gronk, they didn't miss in the second half. The Eagles were they didn't effing punt. You're not supposed to lose that game.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rumchata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rumchata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
That was the season, that Pittsburgh game that they won a few games prior leading up to it was the other game, and it happened to be that season where Brady to Gronk, like other people just like, I have no answer for this. It was like Shaq dunking on Muggsy Bogues. Like it was unstoppable. It was like Giannis on Peyton Pritchard. Like that's a mismatch. You can't do anything. How did you see? This is what happens when you do this. Thank God I have to do a radio show later and can't drink. Right
Get
now.
It all out now.
Damn it. Okay. Now some may argue this can merit top five consideration. Patriots hire Bill Belichick. Robert Kraft trades two first round picks for him. January 27th. in the year 2000.
Yeah, and I can we can get into why that's as low as it is after we go through it.
Okay, 11. I mean, some people are going to say this possibly could be number one. I honestly think some people will. And I recently talked to Gary Myers, formerly of the New York Daily News.
Yeah, legend.
Did the Brady Belichick book. He's the only one Mo Lewis opened up to about this. Number 11, Mo Lewis hits Bledsoe. Tom Brady never looks back. September 23rd, 2001. I was there. It sounded like a car wreck when he hit him. It was the loudest hit anyone will, and anyone that was in that game at that stadium that day will tell you the same damn thing. It was beyond surreal. And in came Brady, and everyone left the game like, oh, I hope Bledsoe's okay. Like, hey, did you see that Brady guy? Wow, kid looked good. And mind you, this is 12 days after 9/11, one of the most significant moments in American history, with people still just hands over head, holding each other, tears, everybody in all American colors, face paint, the iconic Andruzzi moment, like chills still right up the straight up the spine. 10, 2018 AFC Championship win at Arrowhead versus the Chiefs. Top five Patriots game for me as well. God, what a freaking game that was.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the best football games ever played.
I almost wish I could put it above some Super Bowl wins, honestly. Like, it was that impressive to do what they did at Arrowhead in those conditions against that Chiefs team with the way the Patriots were at that moment in time. Basically, no one talking to each other behind the scenes, yet mm-hmm. winning maybe the most epic AFC Championship game of all time. You could make a case that it's above a couple Super Bowl victories, which is how impressive that game was.
For sure. I mean, Belichick with a brilliant game plan in the first half, Hightower and Kyle Van Noy just eating Mahomes and Reed alive. Then Mahomes and Reed do their brilliance. They figure it out. Brady throws a stupid pick in the end
just
zone.
Just an
the first
amazing
half. Otherwise,
game.
It's not a game. Then Brady goes into his bag and turns into Superman late in the game. The Hogan, the Edelman, the Gronk stuff, and Rex Burkhead score. Oh, D-Ford, the D-Ford moment. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
And then David Andrews waving to the crowd. We had no one ever had it better. Nobody had
no it. One. No one.
Yeah.
This is why this
that's
list
right.
is so hard.
Three
man.
Third and yes, that's right. On that drive, 3rd and 10s had to be converted. I mean, yep. just shit you'll never see again.
Oh. So locked in.
Wait,
man.
there's 9 moments bigger than okay. 9 Super Bowl 53 win versus Rams. I may argue, like, I almost felt that was fait accompli. Like, I
had a hard time with that one.
Yeah.
I said they won a Super Bowl. It has to be in the top 10. There's like 5 moments I put ahead of that game because it was just, it was such a ho-hum game. And I do think
only Super Bowl I attended. It was, and I'll be honest, it was boring until
well,
the confetti
Belichick
fell.
Does deserve a ton of credit for the defensive game plan. It was as boring as it was because that's the way Belichick felt like they needed to play to win.
Grind them to a halt. He borrowed a lot.
Yeah.
Fun little factoid. The Lions, excuse me, not the Lions, because now I think Goff, you think Lions. The Rams came in with the 11th highest scoring offense in the history of the NFL up to that moment. Belichick actually borrowed some pieces from a Matt Patricia game plan because Matt Patricia's Detroit Lions. Now here's where the Lions factor in. Actually, we're able to grind the Rams down a bit earlier in the regular season. So Matt Patricia, while not on the Patriots then, actually contributed, making up for the fact that his defensive game plan in Super Bowl 52 against the Eagles was absolute raccoon barf.
Not great.
No.
And we don't need to talk about his offensive game plans a few years later.
Yeah. Massive. Just absolutely massive. Okay, here we go. Number 8, Super Bowl 38 win versus the Panthers. I'd put that one over what's at number 7, Super Bowl win versus. Okay, that does give them the trilogy. You get the trifecta. I get that.
It's hard. I mean,
but like Panthers that Super Bowl 38 win, like coming back after a year where they missed the playoffs, phenomenal Super Bowl.
Yep.
That game is just tremendous. And, you know, everyone's saying the Panthers were going to eat the Pats offensive line alive.
When you go from one ring to two, it's such a difference for the pantheon of the sport. So mm-hmm. right then and there, it already became a much more special thing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I put 7 where I did and 8 where I did it, you know, it's the 3 and 4 years. It's mm-hmm. the official coronation of the first part of the dynasty. I mean, but that game, like if we're just going like pound for pound game versus game, Super Bowl 38 might be a top 3 Super Bowl game for them, top 4.
I mean, I guess top 10 game of the Brady era.
Yeah,
for sure.
So it was an amazing, amazing game.
Okay, here we go. So number 7 was Super Bowl 39 versus the Eagles on your list. Number 6, Super Bowl 42 loss to the Giants ends perfect season. Yeah, that's nobody wants that top 5. You had it lower or higher?
I originally had it lower as far as like into the teens. And you know, I've been working on this list for a little bit here, and I just kept
staring
at it,
dude. Like,
I kept staring at it. I said it's the worst loss in the history of the Super Bowl, and the butterfly effect of them winning that game changes everything about the way we talk about great teams across all of sports. So I just had to bump it as high as I possibly could. And again, they've just done so much winning that it's hard to have it like top 3, top 4. I felt like 6 was as high as I could put it while being able to stomach it and while giving it its due.
Yeah. Someone was at my guy, Jeff Stenberg, was asking if Hernandez being convicted, like Aaron Hernandez. There's we'll get to that one in a second. That's definitely, I'm sure that's on your laundry list of could-haves and should-haves and honorable mentions. 5, the Snow Bowl versus the Raiders on my 28th birthday, no less. That was unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, you don't get to a Vinatieri kick in Super Bowl 36. None of it happens if he doesn't hit a cylinder block on a low line drive 45 yards through the snow after Walt Coleman correctly interprets the tuck rule, even though it's the stupidest rule in history. And even Brady admitted to Charles Woodson, yo, it was a fumble, bro.
That's a really good 30 for 30.
Yeah. That was an excellent fun doc. Can't imagine what that game was like. Number 4, Tom Brady drafted 199th overall. That's only number 4. Wow. I mean, like, again, you have to lay the seed. Like, maybe it isn't his greatest accomplishment, but you know, Superman has to crash into a cornfield in Kansas, or Jor-El has to send him in a giant Christmas ornament halfway across the universe from a dying Krypton in order for him to come and be Tom Brady on planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can argue the genesis is greater than the result.
It's one of those things where I wanted to have it number 1, but the 3 above it are, it's like, how can you put anything above this? But like, yes, it's the chicken or the egg conversation. Like, none of it happens without Brady. And a lot of this list is, well, this thing doesn't happen if this thing doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So then it's really, really splitting hairs. And I mean, we're going to talk about these next 3 here in a second. Yeah. They're unassailable. I think the biggest debate for me was what should be number 2, what should be number 3. I think number 1 is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 versus 3 here, I think, is the biggest debate in this entire list.
All right, number 3, Super Bowl 51, the 28-3 comeback, launching a million memes, cementing Brady's status and legacy as GOAT, greatest of all time, the most improbable win in NFL history as well. I mean, these are all, so many of these along the way, Tom, are you'll never forget where you were, or you remember what was going on when type of moments. I remember this in number 2. Vividly, I was down doing some coverage of doing some socials for a CBS in Houston, and I didn't have a ticket to the game. So I went to a bar called Diablo Loco, which is where the Houston Patriots fan club gets together. It must have been 400 people in there, packed tighter than the belly of the Mayflower. And half of them left at halftime. A lot of people Wahlberged on it. Like, that's it. My kid is sick, or I can't watch this, or oh my God, I can't believe the dynasty is over for a second time. And, you know, I borrowed emergency cigarettes from people. I never gave them back. I smoked them instead. I like Lady Gaga, I wanted to fall off a stage and die. It was awful. And then just like to be with a group of people, arm in arm with strangers, just hugging people, just like, I think this is going to happen. Like everything from the Hightower strip sack to the 2-point conversions, the touchdowns, the pass when Brady might have been concussed to Hogan on like 3rd and 50, like just... Like there is no, like you could even ask, you know, Claude or ChatGPT or Gemini or Siri or any number of open AIs, like what is the probability of those series of events to be strung together and happen again? And it would probably tell you like 0,
like 0,
borderline infinitesimal that it would happen the way that it did.
It's still almost impossible that it happened. And yeah, just to reminisce for a second on my end, I was working at ESPN at the time, and I was producing the national radio show, post-game show for that Super Bowl. So we're sitting there at halftime. Kevin Winter, who's from Boston, is my host that night. And we're just looking at each other like, I can't believe we're about to put together a show about the Patriots losing this game. And as that second half went along, we're just sitting in the studio freaking out, watching all these moments unfold. And then when James White gets in the end zone, one of my coworkers was taking a video of us reacting. Kevin Winter shoots his hands up in the air. I was standing close to him. He accidentally punched me right in the face, black eye and all. I didn't feel it.
Didn't we feel it for days, right? No, no.
And really, it was one of my favorite nights of work ever.
Ever. Favorite nights of anything ever. I'd put it up there with what's about to come here a lot, you know, in nights where my children weren't born or I met my wife. Number two, Super Bowl 49, Butler's interception. I would still say that's the greatest play in NFL history. That is the most significant play in NFL history because you end a burgeoning dynasty in one moment that you restart another one. So like Butler doesn't pick that off, just an incomplete. They run it in maybe a play or two later with Marshawn Lynch or somehow find a way to punch in the end zone. Seahawks have gone back to back, beat the Broncos and the Patriots. They are a new dynasty. The Patriots will now have lost three Super Bowls, whereas Butler picks it off. You see the reverse engineering of how they practice that play and everything that went into the intelligence from Ernie Adams to Matt Patricia to what's that? Brandon Browner telling him scoot over and get this play. Brian Flores, Malcolm Goh, that was where their genius and their preparation, the calm, the cool, the collection was all on full display. And that restarts theirs. And now, obviously, they go to four Super Bowls in the 2010s. They win three. We already went over 52 previously. Like, the most significant play. And it makes Malcolm Butler an international superstar. It's sad the way his time ended here later on. But the man never obviously has to buy a milkshake burger or a cocktail in New England or anywhere in Patriots Nation ever again.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. It's the best play in the history of the NFL. It's so improbable. I mean, the fact that Belichick didn't call a timeout. I mean, I'm screaming at the TV, why aren't you calling a timeout? And you go back and now it's the Jedi mind trick of he looked over at the sideline and saw the chaos of what was going on with Seattle. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful moment in the history of American sports. Just the way it all unfolded and the narrative around it. You know, we're still in the early stages of Deflategate there, sort of distracted us.
Oh, it had just been announced. We had Mona Lisa Vito a few weeks prior. The Patriots were national. The bad guys were, the empire was rising again. Here come the bad guys. Patriots can't have anything without a cheating scandal. We don't know life without a good
gate. It was incredible.
Well, I mean, the drama, like that may have been the soapiest of all. Like, it's so huge. Oh, everybody rooting for the Seahawks. Every now and again, if I'm in a bad mood, I go on YouTube and I watch Seahawks fan reaction video to that. And I watch Patriots fans. And
I mean, after the curse catch, I was like, I can't believe this is happening again. Because you have Tyree, you have Manningham, and then curse makes that insane catch where it somehow lands in his lap while he's already sitting on the ground.
And Harmon leaps over him. Butler plays it right. And then something my pal Vinny just mentioning in the live comments here, you know, how about Butler, you know, getting curse and pushing him out of bounds on that play? Right. It's like, Butler, a late insertion for Kyle Arrington, who sucked in that game, got destroyed by Chris Matthews in the first half. Nobody made me yell, what the F are you doing more than Kyle Arrington? Fun fact about New England Patriots history. And number one, of course, Super Bowl 36, the win, the improbable win, 12.5-point underdogs to the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams, 20-17 year final, the Vinatieri 48-yard kick as time expires. John Madden saying, go for it. That kick would have been good from 68 easily. That's, again, it's my favorite play ever. And that's, you can say a lot of other things could or should have been number one because they were the birth of the dynasty, but that's the moment it all really began. So certainly merits consideration. Hard to argue that that shouldn't be number one.
Yeah, I think it's not even close. Like, it just given everything you said and just the weight of it all, because, I mean, there is an argument to be made that if they lose that game, that the dynasty doesn't even really ever happen. Like, yeah, the core of that team, it was still together, but like, remember they missed the playoffs that next season.
I blame Tara Reid.
So let's say, you know, you lose that Super Bowl and then you miss the playoffs in 02. What becomes of that roster? Do they even stick with Brady heading into 02? Do they say, hey, you know what? He lost the Super Bowl.
Does Bledsoe get traded? That was fun. Maybe they spin him for something. I know Belichick wanted to go with him much earlier, obviously, but yeah, I mean, how does their 2002 season go? Does 2003 become the first Super Bowl that they win if, in fact, they don't go for it there and play for overtime? And then, obviously, the overtime rules were very different then. No way. That defense was gassed at that point. They had made enough plays. They hung on. They did their job. No way they prevent the Rams from scoring in overtime.
Like, no, the Rams had kind of found their footing later in that game. And I know they lost that Super Bowl and that group only won one ring together. Mm-hmm. But I think that team at this point has six Hall of Famers on it. Like, mm-hmm. It's one of the most talented rosters of all time. And that's without Torrey Holt being in. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an insanely talented
roster. That offense was – to think that offense only won a Super Bowl is crazy to me.
It's crazy because they won three straight MVPs. It was Warner, it was Falk in 2000, and then Warner again in 2001. And they were just humming on a level that no offense at that point in NFL history had ever hummed. Mm-hmm. So, it's remarkable. And it's been spoken about 7 million times, and it will be spoken about 8 million more.
All right. Here's just a couple of randos I'm going to throw in. If anyone that is watching live in the comments wants to throw a few in for inclusion, just a couple.
And before you do, Fitzy, just so people know, at the end of the piece, there's a list of, and I think it's at 33, honorable mentions that I threw in.
Well, now it needs to be a top 50 at this. I mean, like 33, like honorable mentions. If your list is 25, you get to throw it. I mean, you're covering you're CYAing so bad with 33. At least it's Larry Bird.
It's more of like a running list of when people text me things, I just keep adding to them. Because it's the most dominant run a team has had in modern sports history. No one will ever come close to this. So the fact that there are 33 honorable mentions, and there's probably only 10 that are truly worthy of being honorable mm-hmm. mentions, but it's more of just like a fun reminiscing list at the end there.
And that's what all this is for, because these are opinions. They're like taxes and neighbors and toilets. We've all got them.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Just a couple that came to mind right off the top. Drafting Drake May in April of 2024, because look where the Patriots are now. You could obviously hiring Gerard Mayo, firing Gerard Mayo, hiring Mike Vrabel, who's obviously doing an incredible job right now. But I'll even go back further. Chad Ryland missing the kick against the Giants when they lose 10-7. What that may be the most significant moment that helps them go 4-13, which allows them then not to have the top overall pick where they may have taken Caleb Williams if he were available or Jaden Daniels, but rather falling back to 3 where they take Drake May. And one other moment, 2014 second round New England Patriots select out of Western Illinois, Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback, which then pushes, lights a fire under Brady's ass, pisses him off and pushes him to be the best version of himself that he could be later on in life.
Yeah. So a couple things here, the Drake May
Eastern thing, Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah. Directional school, Illinois, Tony Romo and Sean Payton also went there. That's all I remember.
That's pretty good alma mater for strong. A school none of us have ever heard of and couldn't that's find on a map.
Strong to quite strong. So the Drake May of it all, it warranted its own little blurb at the end of the piece. And my point there was
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hindsight, we don't have it yet with May, right? Like we all are pretty sure that he's going to be the next guy, more than pretty sure. Like he might and should win MVP this year. And this Patriots team seems destined to be in the mix here for the next 3, 5, 10 years. But we just don't have the benefit of hindsight yet. So I made sure to give that its due because I said, when we look back on this list 25 years from now, I didn't want to be looked at as dumb for not including the drafting of arguably the next franchise quarterback here in the list. So I'm with you on the Drake May part. And the Jimmy G part is huge because, as you said, it pushed Brady to kind of have this career renaissance.
Do we even know if Brady's going to end up being the guy capable of the fourth quarter against the Seahawks, the comeback against the Ravens in the divisional round? Is Tom Brady capable of 28-3 if he doesn't drive himself to be that much better to ultimately become the GOAT because he's mad that they drafted a super handsome replacement for him in 2014?
Yeah, if he was ugly, do you think Brady would have been as mad?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and I got to be honest, in person,
handsome fella.
Damn good looking guy. Like he's the kind of guy like everyone looks at each other and goes, yeah, hall pass. I would.
Yep. I mean, there's no argument here, brother. That's good stuff. I'm just going to run through the list super fast.
Fire off. Like,
I'm going to go crazy fast. And you just tell me at any point when I need to stop.
Okay.
Patriots trade away Lawyer Malloy, Troy Brown's 82-yard game winning touchdown in 2003, Willie McGinnis goal line stand versus Colts, Pat's Dolphins snow game. 03. 21 game.
Brusky, I'm going to yell out random memory. I'll just, cause we can't re-rank them, but I'll yell out random memories. I'll just say Brusky pick on that one on the knees.
Amazing. Amazing. 21-game win streak ends on Halloween in 04. Teddy Bruschi's first game back from a stroke in 05. Doug Flutie's dropkick probably doesn't need to be mentioned, but always fun. 06 divisional round win in San Diego. 06 championship game loss to the Colts. Pats trade for Randy Moss in 07. Brady to Moss, Jets week one, when everyone was like, oh.
The first touchdown. Like, that's like just as much as like fleecing the Raiders for a fourth round pick for Moss, like that 59-yard bomb. That's when everyone just went, oh, shit.
Yeah, everyone kind of looked at each other. They were like,
you got to be kidding me. He went, they were like, I think he went 9 for 181 in a touch. Like, that was insane. Okay.
And I think that's when people remembered that Randy Moss was still Randy Moss, and that
everyone thought he wasn't Randy Moss anymore. They just thought he was a husk of his former self.
He was still Randy Moss. All right. Next one, Brady picks on Steelers safety Anthony Smith. I think that was kind of the moment when people realized Brady could be maniacal. It was, so that's why I wanted to put that on there.
December 2007, huge win because he said they weren't there. They were 9-0. They weren't there or whatever it was. Yeah. A spectacular win.
Brady's first game back from the ACL injury, that Bills game at Gillette.
Oh, yes. We owe Leotis McKelvin a thanks for running out a kickoff that he shouldn't have and fumbling, and then two touchdowns to Ben Watson.
What a game. Pats beat Titans 59-0 in that freak snowstorm. It gets referenced all the time. Felt like it needed to be on here.
But it was part, like, it was in 09. The season went nowhere. Yeah. They got their doors blown off ultimately later on.
Just an amazing singular game. Gronk drafted 42nd overall in 2010. Man. Dan Connolly's 71-yard kick return. Didn't result in a touchdown.
Nope.
Amazing moment.
I always say that highlight for some reason pops up on my social media in various feeds, IG, Facebook, wherever, on occasion. And every time I watch it, the next time I see it, I always think to myself, this time he scores. he's going to score this time, damn it.
The butterfly effect of him scoring, man. Who knows?
I know.
2011 AFC Championship win versus Ravens. Great game that gets lost in time because they lost that Super Bowl. The butt fumble. Come on. Yep. Butt fumble. Butt fumble.
Just for fun.
Just for gigs.
Iconic.
Brady's comeback versus the Saints in 2013.
Ken Brown.
I mean, amazing performance from Brady. Belichick takes the wind in that comeback win against the Broncos. They were down 24-0 in regulation there.
Sadly, that one ended in an AFC championship loss in Denver. So
yeah, so it gets forgotten. Yeah. Obviously, the Garoppolo stuff we talked about, Belichick's comments, you know what Tom's age and contract situation is. 2014, we're on to Cincinnati, iconic press conference moment. Yep. Later that season, the Jonas Gray game, singular great game. It almost should be called the Gronk game. He was amazing in that one as well.
Jonas Gray, he threw Sergio Brown out of the club in that one.
Amazing performance.
And then Jonas Gray, of course, gets sent to oblivion 2 weeks later for oversleeping and missing practice by 15.
Classic Belichick. Brady's first game back from suspension out in Cleveland.
I was there. One of the best tailgates of all time.
Amazing day. Patriots trade Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that was the moment where it was like, okay, Brady has won this battle.
Halloween and 2017, I do believe.
It still wasn't great for the vibes, clearly, in hindsight, but they tried. The Miracle Miami loss to the Dolphins, I think, is just like a moment that...
You also thought it was over. Like, how could they possibly turn things around this season? That's it. The team, they're sunk. They just don't have it. Yeah, that was you're right. That was that one could... That's almost uppish there, yeah.
Yep, 100%. Pats miss on multiple stud receivers in the 2019 NFL draft. I think that maybe is something that is looked at in Brady's mind as like the true end of like, okay, I'm out of here, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a couple more here. Wind game against Buffalo in 01. Pats drafting Drake May in 24. Tom Brady night at Gillette Stadium in 24. I just think is like an iconic moment for Patriots fans. Kraft pulls the plug on Mayo after one season. Patriots hire Vrabel and the Patriots upsetting the Bills on Sunday Night Football, week 5, 2025.
Right.
Might go down as like,
we'll see later on. Maybe 5 years from now, that's a pivot game if they're able to make it to an AFC championship or Super Bowl or bring a seventh title to Gillette Stadium, then maybe we'll look back upon that one. and say that that was a significant moment. And no, I'm not going to mention Ladd McConkey beyond reading your comment, Jeff Stenberg. Although you can't deny the team would be much further along. It'd be so much better if they drafted McConkey and not freaking Jalen Polk. Tom, it's a great list. Right. Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of it can be reordered. Some of those, I would have some of the honorable mentions probably in the list. I'm sure a lot of other people may as well. There are probably folks that would like to see 5 be 3 or see 2 back at 9 or 7 at 15 and 20 and 21 way higher. But that's part of the fun, and you and the work you put into it. Obviously, you can tell you got a lifetime of fandom, all the time you put in at the stadium covering the team as well, not to mention the research and the archival considerations that went into it. So, folks, if you want to read the list in its totality, you go to weei.com. Give him a follow on the socials because he's always got the freshest audio from Vrabel and everyone at the podium, all the iconic moments at the games, Foxborough, Fenway, and beyond that somehow the league allows him to get away with at your boy TC Fresh as well. And you can read the other list for the Celtics, the Bruins, the Red Sox, and the super list is coming, the top 25 moments in Boston sports, 2000 to 2025. I wonder, Tom, let's just hazard a guess as we wrap this excellent, very fun, nostalgia-laden podcast. How many Patriots moments do you think will occupy the top 25? I'm going to have to say like 10.
Yeah, I mean, at least all.
It's got to be the most of the four teams, they have to have the most.
I think every Super Bowl appearance has to be on there. I think the drafting of Brady has to be on there. I think the Snow Bowl has to be on there.
Or so the Mo Lewis hit, hiring Belichick. Right,
yeah, so you know, Mo Lewis.
Maybe Super Bowl 53 doesn't make it, but some of these other ones we just mentioned do. Like, you know, for the Red Sox, obviously there's the Boston Strong bombing. Yeah. There's
04 is going to be number one, right? Red Sox winning in 04 is number one.
Is the Dave Roberts steal the most significant moment? I still think it's either Brady or Mo Lewis or Super Bowl 36. See?
Yeah, this is where it's hard. I mean, the Yankees, beating the Yankees and beating the Cardinals that next series, I think those have to both be top five, right? And some might argue that beating the Yankees might be number one. So.
Yeah, there's just so much to it. All right, I look forward to whenever the master list comes out as well. Maybe we can run back in a few weeks later down the line whenever that comes out. But I'm always down for a chat like this. The audience thoroughly enjoyed it. Folks, if you guys enjoyed this listen, thanks so much. Make sure you shoot him a follow. Read his stuff at weei.com. TC is also going to be doing a bunch of fill-in spots over the holidays on WEEI-FM, so tune into him, whether he's working with I think you're with Dan Ball a couple times.
Dan Ball, Scott McLaughlin.
McLaughlin as well.
Probably Terp will be in there.
Yeah, everyone loves Terp. Some pure hoops and beyond, of course. And this is your old pal Fitzy right here at Fitzy GFY, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Appreciated having you. Hope you enjoyed the pod. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Pods, the iHeart app, the Odyssey app. So much more. Tell your friends. We have built the best fan-centric Foxborough football community out there. And the way this season's going, we ain't stopping anytime soon. For Pops, this is Fitzy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. And go Pats.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.